Good morning, Northern Michigan. Welcome to Friday Faceoff here on Up North Sports Radio. Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Keith Gabe and Rich Calkins. And, guys, football's getting way more serious with the wild card, the biggest wild card ever.
Super wild card.
The NFL has been saying, you know, the biggest season ever, and six teams playing over 3 days. So you're going to get your fill.
12 teams, six games.
So let's dive right in. We've got two games on Saturday.
Right.
And, Rich, who do you like?
Well, man, I tell you, it's always hard to go against home teams, but it's proven out through the past few years the road teams do pretty well on wild card weekend, Keith.
They do, Rich. And, Saturday, to me, has the two most intriguing games of the whole weekend.
Right.
Las Vegas, those cardiac kids with Derek Carr, how they pulled that game out against San Diego, one of the most exciting games I've ever seen on TV.
What a great game to close the season.
Amazing season. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to pick against Las Vegas.
You guys are missing even the bigger picture, if you ask me. You had, just before that, you had the Niners play the Rams.
Yeah.
Okay?
And
how big of a rivalry has that been through the 60s and the 70s and the 80s?
Yep.
And then the Chargers are playing the Raiders. So, those were all four of the California teams' hatred.
Yep.
I mean, that hatred gets passed down from generation to generation, especially I know in the Niners culture, and I know the Raiders culture because that's where I live.
Sure.
And that was the best bet I made all weekend was on the Raiders.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How great is Crosby?
Oh, yeah.
No question.
That gives them, to me, the Bengals look pretty good, right? But it's a young football team.
Very young.
And they better protect Burrow, who's been sacked more than any other quarterback in the league. A guy with a coming, still, he's had a great season, but full ACL and MCL reconstruction.
Right.
And, man,
it's amazing he's played as well as he has all year. Like you said, because of the seriousness of that surgeries, and for him to come out in his second year and just play great, it's just in that wide receiving core they have. I mean, it's phenomenal. But like you said, he doesn't get protected enough.
Well, the thing that helps them so much is Mixon. I mean, he is.
When you can run the ball like he does, it's a game changer.
Yeah. But, Derek Carr has played great. You know, when Waller's in that offense and healthy and Josh Jacobs, they have a way and a means. I kind of like the Raiders getting five
here.
They've
been playing playoff football for the last month.
Yeah.
They're white-knuckle games the last four games just to get in.
Yeah. Right.
And the way they finished that game the other night.
Subplots with that, because people were talking, if they end in a tie, they both get in. And lo and behold, the game goes into overtime.
It could have gone into a tie.
It was the kind of a gentleman. I think that they were going to just run the ball enough and run the timeout. I think they were going to be happy with the tie. But then San Diego.
Just call them the Bolts.
Right. They call a timeout. And then that all of a sudden, that kind of changed with a couple of minutes to go because the coach wanted his run defense in. And Jacobs picked
that guy's
up
an idiot.
He is.
I cannot believe that guy wasn't fired.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, and they're saying, oh, he's, like the defensive guru. Well, yeah, it's easy to be defensive guru with Joey Bosa.
Certainly makes you look a whole lot smarter.
I know you were talking before we got on the air, Rich, about the firing of the Texans coach.
Yeah, David Culley,
did a way better job than Brandon Phillips or whoever, the coach in
putting out brush fires. Didn't have Deshaun Watson all year in the turmoil with that. He just kept that team together.
That freaking squad is a mess.
And supposedly he got fired, so Gerard Mayo, former linebacker from the Patriots, coach for the Patriots now, is going to be the next in line, I guess. But I would be concerned. When you get 1 year, to prove yourself in the NFL with a total rebuild.
Well, he doesn't get a 1 year. I mean, I think he signed a 3-year deal. It's 100% guaranteed, so he's going to get paid.
He's going to get paid.
I mean, you know, Cully's going to end up somewhere else because he did yeoman's work.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, what the hell are the Dolphins firing? That was the stupid Flores, Brian Flores.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he doesn't get along with
the GM.
The owner.
Yeah, we should jump back. That can be part of our bigger NFL. We wanted to kind of stay focused a little bit on the wild card. So, anyways, that first game off, I think, is going to be a really good football game. A lot of different ways that can fall down, but I love the Raiders getting 5 here. I really do. It's not going to be totally frigid in Cincinnati like some of the other places in the country. Remember that with the coldest game ever played, Chargers, Bengals. 59 below with the wind chill. With the year that the San Diego Chargers...
I don't remember that. 59 below?
59 below zero. It's the coldest game ever. That's Kenny Anderson. They won 16-13.
Okay, yeah.
The Kellen wins. That San Diego Charger team, still to me, the greatest offense in the history of football. Yeah. Dan Fouts.
Yeah. That was incredible.
Kellen
Winslow.
Rob Gronkowski, God bless him, had nothing on Kellen Winslow as far as an offensive
for sure.
Assault. They had Jefferson on the wings, and they had the LSD running back from Cal. I mean, that offense was tremendous. And they won that triple overtime game where Winslow blocked the field goal in Miami and then had to go into that freezing cold weather. Chris Collinsworth says he still has frostbite in 2 fingers of his hand.
From that game?
From that game.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
But so we're not going to run into that kind of crap in Cincinnati. I like the Raiders getting 5, and I kind of like the over of that game, too, to be honest with you.
48. And a half. What is it?
48.
48.
Ooh, yeah. Wow.
43 and a half is the New England game.
That's it.
Okay.
That's
right.
Which is next on our docket.
Mm-hmm. The next game up at 8:15.
Supposed to be 5 below, something like that. You know, the Bills fans will be en masse. You know, it's hard to figure out the Patriots. Everybody goes, they're back. All they had to do is beat the Bills in their own stadium a couple weeks ago, and this whole thing would be completely different.
Yep.
Couldn't do it.
Yep.
So I don't know if how much Belichick has in his bag of tricks to win this game on the road.
It's hard to beat a team twice, especially this close together. It's hard to pick against Bill Belichick in a game like this.
It is.
But I really want Buffalo to win.
And looking at some of the stats last night on ESPN, Josh Allen, he does not have a great record in cold weather games, believe it or not. He played at Wyoming.
I know.
And then now he's with Buffalo. You think, oh, what a natural fit with that howitzer of an arm and all that. If
he runs the ball pretty
damn
well.
If he uses his legs more than his arm, then I think it's a pretty good, because overall they don't run the ball a whole lot, Buffalo.
No, that's the shame of it. They've got to get somebody like a Joe Mixon or somebody else in there. I don't know if Hassan
Haskins, from Michigan, that'd be a perfect
fit for that Buffalo Bills offense. But you know, that's the thing here. When all things maybe are even, Keith, you go with the best quarterback. And unfortunately, Mac Jones is a rookie. He's going to be playing in totally cold weather, a kid from the South.
Right.
I don't think he's quite Tom Brady yet.
For sure.
So I think that's the way you got to lean. Although Belichick has got these guys twice. And, I wouldn't touch this football game.
Oh, exactly.
It's one of those,
such a crapshoot for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And then heading into Sunday, we got the Eagles and Tampa Bay. 9.5.
I
think Tampa's going to destroy them.
Do you?
I really do, yeah.
You think they're finally going to
look at their record at home.
Yeah. Oh, I don't. Yeah?
Yeah.
And they're getting Leonard Fournette back?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, that's it. That's all you need. Gronkowski, Fournette, and Brady. I don't think you need anything else. You know, lucky.
Right.
All the other guys are just superfluous, if you ask me.
Yeah. No, exactly. And Philadelphia will try to run that zone run on them, you know, with Jalen Hurts, and try to do some things like that. But
against the second best run defense in the game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I do think Tampa, definitely. I think, you know, definitely the winner on that for sure. But like you said, how many points? 9?
9.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's the 1 p.m. game. The most intriguing game that day is the middle game at
4:30.
San Francisco at Dallas. Dallas 3 at -3, is that what you got?
No one wanted to draw San Francisco.
It was 4.5. It's come down quite a bit.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big move in the playoffs.
It is. Sure is.
Without, you know, some shocking news on somebody not playing.
Yeah.
Although, what is it? Who's the offensive tackle that the Niners are getting back with?
Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trent Williams.
Yeah, Trent Williams. That's not going to hurt things for the Niners.
Yeah,
one
for
of the
sure.
Great offensive
oh,
tackles.
My gosh.
I mean, that guy's going to the Hall of Fame.
He's so athletic.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
You know, and I was kind of surprised watching that Niners game. The Niners-Rams game last week, that they, you know, they only threw the ball to Kittle a couple of times. They've been saying that his ankle's hurt. He and Gronkowski, arguably the two best tight ends in football.
Exactly. They both
think
block.
Who's that Cooper Kupp?
Oh, he's not a tight end.
Yeah. He's not a tight end? He's a wide receiver?
No.
He plays like a tight end.
Well, they play him everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a, he's a hell of a football player.
Well, Travis,
I thought he was a tight end.
Well, he was a great weapon for Goff, but he and Stafford are...
Travis Kelce is a good receiving tight end, but overall tight ends, like you guys that block. And do, Gronk and Kittle are right there at the top. Yeah.
So, yeah, I, you know, Dallas hasn't proven to me to be very mentally tough. And I think that's a reflection of Mike McCarthy. I think he is the luckiest man on the face of the earth to have that job. I mean, he's got to be the one guy that just said, hey, Jerry, whatever you feel like doing, I'm good.
I got
a Super Bowl ring, and I was handed to it by Aaron Rodgers, so why don't you hand me one and two?
How about you coach, too?
and they have.
I don't think he can coach. All the screw-ups with the time clock management.
Mike McCarthy to Jerry Jones, I'll let you coach, too.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
They've dominated the East.
Yeah,
which
of course.
Has been, they've blown those teams out, so their stats, they're number one scoring offense and this and that. Well, they've scored, 40 and 50 points against the East, but when you look at the other teams they've played, well, they're like 500 or so.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, it's deceiving if you look at all the stats there. Again, they blow out the bad teams.
I love the Niners here.
Yeah.
So do I.
The Niners, if they win the opening toss, they're taking the ball, and they're going to ram it down their throat.
That's right.
Exactly right. The only thing is Garoppolo played pretty good against the Rams in a really important game, but he's been pretty dicey. Maybe a slightly better version of Carson
Wentz.
We'll talk about in the next segment.
That was a gritty game he played the other day, though. My goodness, he was good.
I still don't understand all the crap Stafford's getting. He threw some interceptions. We talked about this last week. Best fourth quarter a passer rating in the NFL. What is it, 14 touchdowns and now one interception because he threw one in overtime when he had to.
Their defense, I mean, I keep looking at their defense and how that defense allows these long drives and for teams to stay in these games. And this, they're spending a whole lot of money on that defensive side of the ball, and they have not, when it's been time to play big.
You're talking about
the Rams? The Rams,
yes. Well, we've got to talk about the Rams.
Okay.
I'm just saying, the Cowboys' defense has obviously been massively improved. Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah,
Micah Parsons. for sure rookie of the year.
Yeah.
And I don't know defensively where he's going to end up. But... I don't like the Cowboys here at all. And this is one of the great rivalries of our generation, Keith.
Yes.
Remember in the 80s when Deion Sanders kept going back and forth and Fred Dean kept going back and forth between the two teams?
When
Jerry Jones knew how to coach. Oh, maybe that was Jimmy Johnson. I'm sorry.
Right. Give the right guy the credit.
They might put him in the Ring of Honor, right? 20 years too late.
Exactly.
Who's the San Francisco wide receiver who scored a touchdown and went took the ball in the middle of the field and kind of spiked it?
Terrell Owens.
Terrell Owens.
Yeah.
I was there that game. I just forgot the guy's name.
Yeah, didn't he end up playing for the Cowboys?
He did at the end.
Yeah, he desecrated the star.
Hey, you know what? Very briefly, Terrell Owens made, to me, the greatest catch in the history of the playoffs. The last Niners team that was pretty good, just before Steve Young, they were playing the Packers, and they were down 5 in San Francisco, and Terrell Owens made a catch in the end zone and got hammered, absolutely jackhammered by two guys in the Green Bay Packers. Held onto that ball when the Packers, that's when Favre was just starting to ascend. The Packers won the Super Bowl the next year.
Right.
And, you know, you can say whatever you want about Terrell Owens. He had the goods.
Oh, he delivered the goods. Game day, he delivered the goods. No doubt about it, Jason.
Yeah, like Antonio Brown. We'll get to that situation later, too. And then the Steelers-Chiefs, it has got a little bit of intrigue to me. You know, I hate Ben Roethlisberger, but there's a reason why all the crap came into line and why they're in the playoffs, right? And that Steelers defense is still pretty legit, you know.
T.J. Watt,
you know, yeah. Mahomes better have his head on a swivel.
Exactly. Yep.
13 points still?
Yeah, it's a lot.
They'll need to force some turnovers, obviously, do some things like that.
Odd line, guys, from a betting perspective. The Steelers are getting 12.5. Yet the over's only 46.
Yeah. Figure that one out.
Yeah, try to figure that one out.
But, you know, the Chiefs' defense has been pretty good, and I don't see how the Steelers beat them without the Chiefs helping them.
Yes.
Whether it's turnovers or Mahomes plays like he has in the middle of the season, or I don't know. I don't see a win here unless something funky happens, but 12.5. In Ben Roethlisberger's last game with the playbook thrown completely out the window.
Right.
Because there's no way they can beat him the way that the Steelers have played so far, trying to run the football. You're down 17, and then he's got to throw it.
And what does Ben say himself? Yeah, we don't have a chance.
Yeah,
let's just go have fun.
He's underselling it big time.
He's being facetious.
Of course.
You know, that's the attitude they're going in with,
right.
And that's dangerous.
Well, yeah, and especially because Roethlisberger is playing. They're all playing with house money. They
right.
Can't even be there.
Right.
And Juju Smith-Schuster back in this football game.
Yep.
Certainly not going to hurt Ben Roethlisberger's cause at all, Rich.
Exactly, yeah, because he's got those social media followers that are all over him. They want to see some more stuff inside the locker room from him, too.
And then the Monday night game, the Manning cast.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, how great is that Manning cast going to be with Kyler Murray and Matt Stafford facing off against each other in a game that has been totally flip-flopped? Now, what, the Rams and the Cardinals have played each other twice. Cardinals blew the Rams out, and then
LA.
Yeah, and then the Rams repeated the favor.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that I'm surprised there hasn't been more chatter about is the return of J.J. Watt to the Cardinals. When he was playing, that Cardinals defense was pretty damn stout. So if he's 100%.
Yeah. Well, they said in practice, again, you don't know what's coach speak and all that. Their coach said that he was extremely limited in practice.
Oh, I did not hear that.
It's a shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, you kind of been out of touch for a little bit. But, if he plays, it'll be probably third downs only and things like that.
And DeAndre Hopkins not playing either. You know, I guess we're going to find out a lot about the Rams in this game, Keith. Because, you know, they put it all on the line for this season.
Yeah, they did.
Stafford
and Donald.
They moved their chips into the middle of the table.
You know, in spots, man, like that game against the Niners, that defense can play great. And they actually did okay against the Niners running game. I know there were gouge plays, but, you know, I like the Rams. I don't know if I like them at 4 here.
Yeah. A lot of pressure on Matt Stafford in this game. I know that's comes with a job. I get that, but man, they've had a pretty good season, as you said. And he's still getting hammered by the national.
Well, he's
media
in L.A.
Yeah,
you know?
You're not in Detroit anymore.
Yeah, and he's and everybody knows the same thing. I mean, they traded for two draft picks for him, and he hasn't been Superman, but he's been pretty good.
Yeah,
and. The Cardinals have just not been very good in the second half of the season. Were they 8-0 or 7?
Oh, yeah. The first half of the season, they were unbeatable. They looked great. Then all of a sudden, they became very average at the end of the year.
The Lions finished 3-13-1, and Jared Goff is getting better press than Matt Stafford.
Well, we will talk about that when we return as a wrap-up of the Lions and some of the other bizarre stuff that happened in the NFL, but the wild card weekend just got a lot wilder, just ask Rich and Keith. FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking up new customers with 30-1 enhanced odds. That means you can win $150 on a $5 bet on any team to win any wild card game. And as we said, I like the Niners to beat the Cowboys. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app with promo code WGRY and pick your wild card team before the kickoff. There's no better place than FanDuel to bet on the NFL playoffs.
It's America's number one sports book because it's simple to use, offers best-in-class customer service, and pays you when you win in as little as 2 hours. Already a FanDuel customer? They're hooking up all their customers with $50 when you refer a friend, plus your friend will get $50 too.
Don't miss your chance to $150 on a $5 bet when you sign up for FanDuel with the promo code WGRY for 30-1 odds for Wild Card Weekend. 21 and over and present in the state of Michigan, New Year's is only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus, $150. Restrictions do apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We'll be back after these words from our partners on Up North Sports Radio, Friday Face-Off.
FanDuel Sportsbook is celebrating...
Welcome back to Friday Face-Off on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by Odawa Casino in Mackinac City and Petoskey. Jerry Coyne live in our studios with Keith Gabe and Rich Calkins. And Keith, the Lions, it's got to be the greatest 3-and-whatever, 3-10-1 season in history, or 3-12-1, whatever the Lions ended up
3-13-1.
Yeah, there has never been more ubilance, or whatever the word is, over a team this bad. But, man, they were fun to watch.
No question about it. And it's not just local media
right.
falling in, sort of in love with this team. And, we obviously, we had a little bit of fun with it. They were fun to watch.
The
trick plays and so on. Dan Campbell made an impression in his first year. Listen, they're 3-13-1. They could have won another 4 or 5 games.
Absolutely.
They were this close to a 500 season. They didn't get there. They're going to get a number 2 overall draft pick. They're going to get a good player. And
number 2 and number, 26.
They gave us something to get excited about. But it's the national media that's embraced this team that kind of surprises me a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Keith. It is. It's those national eyes that are talking Dan Campbell may have had a goofy introductory press conference and all that about eating kneecaps and all that, but the more you watch them and you watch that team play on the field, you're like, they play hard for this guy.
Look at the change in the team and Goff when Campbell started calling plays.
Yes. Now,
he must have been listening very intently in Sean Payton's headsets in New Orleans because, Payton might be the best offensive coach in the history of the game.
Exactly.
Since Bill Walsh.
Right.
Because, if you look back on it, I think, Drew Brees is going to go into the Hall of Fame. He's an average quarterback.
Yeah.
A little bit slight. He just got it. He and Peyton got on the same page, just like Joe Montana
right.
and Bill Walsh
right.
got on the same page.
Right.
And they put a couple of weapons around him. And although Brees did not have nearly the same type of wide receivers
that Walsh had.
But, his play calling.
I know.
And what he did to Goff and recognizing that they could run the football, they're going to be able to run the football again.
Yes, they are.
Not only will they have the first and the 27th, but they're also going to have, 33rd pick. So they have,
exactly.
have three picks in the top 33.
That's pretty. You can add some pieces to that defense.
Right? Exactly, yeah. And Jerry, you're absolutely right. Him as a play caller, I really liked him as a play caller. I mean, he went into the season not intending to be the offensive coordinator, but he turned out to be because of Anthony Lynn didn't do a very good job of it, and so he took over, and then all of it, you saw these trick plays, you saw all that.
You just got to give him kudos for being so in touch. I don't think Mike McCarthy would have gone, you're out of here.
Right.
I've got to take over the offense because things just aren't working. You don't see that.
No.
The Jaguars did it for God knows whatever reason, because Urban Meyer's insane, but... I love the intuition that he has. When you say he's a player's coach, sometimes player's coach means, I let
one of the guys
do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a guy that knows his players. That's why that defense was able to work with kids being hurt and everything else. Why they changed the offense. I'm sorry, Anthony, this is just not working out. We got to do some different stuff, and I don't have the time to explain it to you.
Right.
Right? So I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this with a team that how many guys on the defensive side of the ball could play on any other football team in the NFL?
Not a lot.
Very talent deficient on that side of the
ball. So they fire the offensive coordinator. They're going to hire another offensive coordinator.
Looks like it's going to be their tight end coach.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like.
Who's got to be okay with the head coach calling the plays?
Well, who's Dan Campbell Light? He's the tight ends coach.
Yes, exactly.
And that's another thing. I mean, he hired a coaching staff, a bunch of assistants who have played in the NFL, and I think that makes a big difference in the room.
The players love that because they can speak from experience on what they did and things like that. They relate absolutely to that, Keith.
So, you know, things look bright, Keith. I know that would be your headline column in the Freep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, and you go to the Twitter sphere and people out there are just angry that the Lions are getting such positive press by so many people, the local guys and so on. 3-13-1. How's that coach not fired? Are you kidding me?
With that, the
idiots
talent,
in the Twitter sphere, man.
Oh, I know. It is an
maddening.
Issue. And Keith, you're so right to start off. Look, this team was so close to winning, you know, at least four more ball games.
They got completely cheated out of the Ravens game.
Just
cheated.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, and two other games lost on the last play of the game. there's just no explaining what happens in the NFL, right? You know, you look at Mike Zimmer's record, and you're like, how does that guy get fired? Rick Spielman was shown the door too.
How long has
he been with the Vikings?
Yeah.
Well, I guess they're gonna start from scratch. So look at the Bears and the Vikings circling the drain.
Mm-hmm.
Lions.
Mm-hmm. And if Aaron Rodgers leaves the Packers and things like that happen, all of a sudden that North looks a whole lot better.
I think reading the tea leaves and everything else, Rodgers is gone.
Yeah.
You can't do everything that he did and said and everything else and then just go at the end of the season, whether they win the Super Bowl or not. You know, I'm good. Unfortunately, it's going to be an idiotic mood depending on where he goes because the Packers are loaded.
I know.
Yes, they are.
And they look like I wouldn't bet against them to win the Super Bowl this year.
Right. Yeah. Be careful seeking out greener pastures.
You know, it won't matter if he wins the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
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 But the NFL, as we mentioned briefly, Brian Flores is getting the door after going 8-1 in the last nine games. Beating the Patriots when they had everything to win.
Four times
a
Bill Belichick team. Why would you get written?
Stephen Ross is another owner that doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Yep.
You know, him and Stan Kroenke and a few of these other owners that just bought them because I can only buy so many Ferraris and so many other companies. The only thing Stephen Ross said that was smart is, like, I'm not going to be the guy to pull through Jim Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh.
He loves him. I mean, he's got a $2 billion building on
his name.
Yeah.
The business school's named after
him. Exactly, So, I don't know. What are some of your biggest takeaways from the NFL season this year?
Well, we have to look at the viewership, for one thing. It's staggering, the increase. Viewership was up in 2021 10% from 2020. 41 of the 50 most watched broadcasts of 2021 were football games. 75 out of the top 100
of all of TV.
This is a gorilla. it's really just staggering.
And Rich was saying, you know, how much of this has to do with gambling. The other thing is how many more women are playing. Like, so I was in Denver with my daughter, who's an athlete.
Yep.
And she was watching the football with me, and her husband was just on, you know, FaceTiming and Googling and playing with the baby and everything else. Like, what's wrong with you, man?
Right. Well, the Eagles are, you know.
I said the Eagles are in the playoffs.
Right.
You know, because he's a Philly kid. But
right. And the Minnesota Vikings have asked to interview a woman for a candidate for the GM job.
Really?
They're going to interview a woman for their GM job.
Is that part of the new Rooney Rule?
Yeah.
You got to get women in there.
Well, speaking of the Rooney Rule, there's only one black coach remaining in
the NFL
firing now,
David Tully.
Flores is going to get a job.
I
think Tully will too. He should.
Yeah. No. I think
Jim Caldwell's coming back.
Hopefully so.
Hopefully so. Yeah, he deserves another chance for sure. You were talking about women viewership. My daughter and son-in-law are here from Houston, Texas, And they're both, they can't wait to watch the NFL playoffs this week. They fully plan on watching all day tomorrow, all day Sunday. Yeah. She absolutely loved.
You know, so, yeah, the NFL, but I don't know how much of it is because of, you know, ESPN. I mean, Rich and I watch Get Up. It's nothing but professional football.
Right.
And the funny thing is the season will be over, and the show will still be more about the NFL than the NBA and the NHL.
Because we'll be talking about the draft.
And
so, listen, and the NFL.
And the coaching hires.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
The old coordinators.
It's a 12-month sport.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hate to be a beat guy in that sport anymore because there's no time. The record, 34 games were decided on the final play of the game. We talked about some of the exciting games over the weekend. 34 of those games like that. 64% of games were within 8 points in the fourth quarter. That's why people stay glued to the TV.
I mean, if you kind of read the tea leaves, Flores should probably get the Jags job, but there's another. That's a Shad Khan or whatever. Another guy that knows nothing about this sport.
Right.
I mean, it's just...
Obviously.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
These guys that, you know, made their bones and investments and everything else buy the shiniest toy, which is an NFL franchise.
Right.
And then as soon as their GM or a football operations guy... we're not winning 10 games. Oh, I got to do something else. Their wives are probably yelling at them. You know, all the guys that are glomming off of them in the luxury suite.
It is tough to tell multi-billionaires what to do.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm sure. Like Keith just said, we'll have lots to talk about for the next few weeks about where some of these coaches are going to land. And, it's going to be more news to come as we start on the wild. You know, we focused on the games to come. We'll be back to talk about it next week.
Can't wait.
Yep.
Can't wait.
But, you know, once again, guys, FanDuel is the place to be for football this weekend, celebrating the NBA NFL playoffs by giving all customers up to $100 bonus on same game parlays. Just place a same game parlay on any super wild card weekend game and get a bonus. Win or lose, the more you bet, the more you'll get. I'm taking the Niners again on the money line, right? Because they're plus 220, 230. And they have the most likely chance to win as an underdog, if you ask me.
Right.
You can parlay that with a quarterback under passing yards and under total points on the matchup. I actually like the under of the total score of that Dallas game. FanDuel is America's number one sports book because it's easy, safe, and when you win, you get paid in as little as 2 hours.
We love that. Log on to FanDuel Sportsbook to unlock your same-game parlay bonus today. Win $150 on a successful same game parlay wager. Plus, if you're new to FanDuel, get 30-1 odds on any team in the wild card to win when you sign up with promo code WGRY. That's promo code WGRY.
21 and over and present in the state of Michigan. Bonus issued with non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $100 plus 400 odds or longer wager required. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help.
Back after these words from our fine partners on Up North Sports Radio's Friday Faceoff. Welcome back to Friday Faceoff on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by O'Dowell Casino in Mackinac City and Petoskey. Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Keith Gabe and Rich Calkins. And, guys, March Madness has already hit, and it's just January. All of the top teams sustaining a loss in the last week, Keith, probably the biggest surprise to me. I know Baylor has looked good, but, I mean, their ascendancy has been a shock to me with four guys out of that lineup.
Absolutely.
How the hell does Duke lose to Miami? You know, I thought for sure that Duke would run through the ACC because it's really down this year.
Yeah.
And
that game was at Cameron, too, right?
Yeah.
Indoor stadium. My goodness. Yeah, I agree.
But, you know, my Bruins lost last night as a heavy favorite in an empty Pauley Pavilion, which has certainly affected the game somewhat.
Sure.
The Spartans almost lose at home to Minnesota. Michigan's been out of the picture for a week. They get the favor of being returned to the court with Illinois.
Yeah, but they just avoided Michigan State and Purdue.
Those games will be made up.
They will be made up. Yeah. I know that. But yeah. they call
I heard your little snide remark about that. You know, you're such an a-hole. It's just ridiculous. Michigan State had their COVID, and who did they miss? You know, the Oakland, you know.
I know.
The biggest, that's one of the biggest surprises, by the way, the cheapness of Michigan State's schedule this year after having, year in and year out, one of the hardest non-conference schedules in the league.
Yeah. Yeah, and that I think that's going to come back to bite them. I've always thought they didn't often do well against those really hard schedules,
right.
the Dukes, the North Carolinas, and so on early in the year. But it toughened them up for later.
I don't think it's going to matter with as tough as the Big Ten is. We just saw
they escaped
their lives,
right.
Minnesota. And you know, to be honest, guys, if you watch the games, if you get a pulse, home. There's been very few upsets on the road. I mean, home favorites in the Big Ten, you know, you can't lose those games, Keith. We've been talking about that for decades.
You cannot
lose a home game.
No.
But, man, there's Ohio State, I almost was going to take them yesterday. They were getting 6 from Wisconsin. Wisconsin just ripped the crap out of them.
Yeah. They did.
You know, Wisconsin is a very good basketball team.
They always are.
I mean,
well, Johnny,
you can never count them up.
A Naismith candidate, right?
Yeah.
But
for sure.
And this is one of those things that are so surprising to me. If you've got one guy that's really the best player on the team, how come you can't stop him? Like Michigan couldn't stop it at UCF. And
right.
You know, it's just, man. Basketball's hard to figure. It used to be the easiest bet in the world for me. Not so much anymore.
You know, you mentioned the shocking success of Baylor. You know, they lost after going 15-0 after losing so many players and winning the national championship last year. But Michigan is just as shocking, equally shocking to me. They were one basket away from making the Final Four. They had the National Coach of the Year, Juwan Howard. Hunter Dickinson comes back. They have the number one recruiting class in the country, and they're about to go 7-7 if they don't win at number 25 Illinois tonight.
Well, Franz Wagner is going to be the NBA Rookie of the Year.
He will be.
He's really playing well.
Whenever Michigan needed something, and it wasn't just a bucket last year, Wagner came up with it. Plus, who's the other? You know, they're still missing their point guard. They have no idea how the rotations go. Well, you know. COVID isn't going to magically fix these problems since he didn't even practice with the whole teams on the court.
Right.
And, you know, Illinois is for real. They have their own issues.
Coburn.
They missed DeSomo.
Oh, yeah.
Fierce.
Yep.
But that's a pretty good coach. I mean, Michigan could make it into the tournament as the night, you know, finishing in ninth place in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
So this is going to be first telling. I wouldn't touch this game with a 10-foot pole.
Right.
But, you know, Juwan Howard is no fool. He knows where he stands here with this team.
Sure.
And if they have a bad year, what does that do to his potential recruiting class? Although right now they're scheduled to have another top three recruiting class.
Yep.
And, you know, when you look at it from, 10,000 feet, Rich, who doesn't want to play for Juwan Howard?
Oh, right. Exactly. A guy with his NBA experience and still, you know, was part of the Fab Five, all that stuff. It's amazing how these younger generations can pick up on some of these things that they never saw in their lives, but their parents did, and it was a big deal, you know. Also, a little bit of a side note. Look at the state of Texas now. It's given my son-in-law a hard time. Say, I think Texas is becoming a basketball state instead of a football state. They're just teasing, of course.
Well, there's no doubt
about
it.
But look at how with Baylor and Texas Tech and those teams. I mean, it's crazy how good they are.
Yeah. Texas is, you know, they got rid of Shaka Smart, but they're playing some pretty good basketball.
Yeah.
No, I agree. There's a lot of good basketball out there. Almost bet Seton Hall. They lose to DePaul. I mean, it's just it is a difficult landscape. There's so many kids that you never heard of that are just great players.
Yeah, yeah. There are so many good basketball players nowadays. And like we talked about this before, JC, going to these smaller schools, and they're really good ball players. And that some of them will end up playing in the NBA, or a lot of them will play over in Europe for sure. But it's pretty wild to see. There's just no rhyme or reason for all of the, like the big dogs that they, like they used to be, you can count on them. Nah, not so much anymore.
Well, you know, Villanova's been really shaky this year. My Bruins look pretty good,
yeah.
You know, but then they lose to Oregon. USC is surprised. I mean, it's just...
The whole ACC has been surprising. That's a pretty average conference.
Well, but think about this, guys. Other than Mike Krzyzewski, name another head coach in the ACC.
Yeah. Now that Roy Williams has got retired, too.
What's his name at Notre Dame? Notre Dame's got a chance to actually win the ACC.
Yeah.
Mike Bray, who was the last guy ever to coach on Coach K's staff who wasn't a player. That is a mandate now. That if you didn't play at Duke, you're not on the coaching staff.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Seriously?
That's
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. No. If you didn't play for me, you're not coaching for me. Yeah, that's I don't know what happened to the ACC being the league, but it sure as hell isn't now.
No, it's not.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, what are they? I mean, right now, still relatively early per se, but what are they looking at? Possibly getting maybe four teams in,
three or four.
And who's going to replace Coach K? I mean, they're thinking that it might be Shire who coached for him, but that's going to put a pretty inexperienced Tushy in a pretty big hot seat.
Sure. And that's what Juwan Howard has to lean on with his head assistant there, JC. You know him better than I do.
But Phil Martelli.
Yeah, Martelli. How he can lean on Martelli there because, again, all of his experience in the seasons that he's went through, this is where Juwan can certainly have a shoulder to lean on and talk to him and get through this kind of a tough time for Michigan right now.
And just to slap Keith around a little bit, yeah, it's been really tough on Michigan State, who started the Big Ten with Minnesota at home, and now they got Northwestern.
I'm the first guy to admit they've had a really easy schedule. They're 5-0 in the Big Ten. They have 2 wins against Minnesota, that toughest team. They haven't played anybody yet.
Yeah, they haven't played
anybody. It's going to get tougher real fast.
Northwestern is not a joke.
Nope.
Right.
I love Chris Collins. You guys know how much he's an ex-Dukie. That wouldn't be a surprise to see if he goes back to the Duke. In fact, that would be a way safer bet than promoting some kid, you know, somebody off the bat.
Oh, yeah. That would be smart.
Yeah.
Some
great games that are going to be on during Saturday with, you know, so my clicker will be in full force, especially if some of those football games
and
aren't fantastic.
I got spare Duracells are lined up already.
Yeah. I love college basketball, and I love that, or I'm not so in love with the fact that it's not as predictable for me to gamble on anymore, so I guess I got to either pay more attention or just go with the underdogs more often than not.
College basketball was your personal ATM machine, you're saying then, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, when all you could do was bet it in Vegas, every time I was in Vegas, my record was pretty freaking solid. And I was thinking about that the other day. The company I worked for last, before we bought the radio stations here, I mean, I won the end of the March Madness poll 5 out of 6 years.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
But no, but I don't know anybody that's... I'm like you with hockey. I mean, when I go home after dinner and everything else, college basketball is on my TV,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And there's just so many games on.
Yeah.
There sure
are.
It doesn't matter what day of the week it is.
It's all over.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
So much more coverage than there ever used to be.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Speaking of hockey and coverage, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Friday Face-Off on Up North Sports Radio. Well, Keith will bring Rich and I up to steam on what the hell's going on with the Red Wings. And the rest of the NHL, you know, Keith, I hope I'm not calling you out, but I'd like to get an overall view of what's going on in the league.
Not just the week. Yeah, sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we'll be back after these on Up North Sports Radio.
FanDuel Sportsbook is celebrating the NFL playoffs by...
Welcome back to Friday Face-Off on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by O'Dowd Casino in Mackinac City and Petoskey. Jerry Coyne, Rich Calkins, and hockey guru Keith Gave. And Keith, as you kind of predicted, West Coast swing that really was a turd in the toilet bowl, not helping the Red Wings at all, who are right now on the cusp.
Well, yeah, they're falling off the cusp.
Yeah.
They really are. They've lost 6 or 7 games, JC, and Boston still has 4 games in hand, and they're 5 points ahead. It's not going to happen. The Wings are out of this. We have to face the reality.
Okay.
But
I'm not drinking the punch then.
Last night, two nights after a week-long road trip out west against a rested Winnipeg team playing its 4th game in 24 days because of COVID. 7 of their games were postponed. But this Winnipeg team, a pretty good effort last night. And if you look at the box score, Andrew Kopp of Ann Arbor scored the first 2 goals against the Detroit Red Wings with his whole family and friends that there. Kyle Connor from Chesterfield Township scores the empty net goal to make it 3-0. And a guy named Connor Hallebuck, who has family here in Grayling, from Commerce Township, throws the shutout, makes 33 saves in a shutout, 3-0 win. The 5th time the Wings have been shut out this season. That leads the league, by the way. They're having trouble scoring goals. That's what's killing them.
The Kopp kid, the first goal, I saw that.
Kid plays.
Behind the end line,
yep.
and ricochets it off the goalie, off his shoulder, and goes in. It was really one of those trick shots.
Yeah, next up for the Wings, a home-and-home with Buffalo. They play Saturday, and then Monday afternoon.
Well, they got to win both of those games.
They do have to win both those games. They got to get out of this. But around the league, JC, some intriguing stuff going on, I think. The New York Rangers. They're playing really, really well. Watch out for those guys. The Toronto Maple Leafs, another original six team, doing very, very well. Boston's won like 7 of 8. 3 of those original six teams doing really well in the East, along with Florida and Tampa Bay, the 2-time defending champs. All those teams in the East are going to fight it out to get to the finals. And the West is wide open. Everybody thought Colorado and Las Vegas would dominate. They're not quite dominating. St. Louis is pretty darn good. They've had a nice stretch, a little stretch here. The 2 California teams, the Southern California teams, LA and Anaheim, both playing a lot better than people expected. So the West is kind of wide open.
Right.
The East, I think you're looking at 5 dominant teams. And I got to tell you, the team I thought would eventually drop off, the Pittsburgh Penguins, they keep finding ways to win, man. I think they're in 15, 16 straight years of making the playoffs. I don't think they're going to make it to 25 like Detroit, but they're lasting a lot longer than I thought they would. So
yeah.
Some good action around the league so far.
Good. Now, Keith, also the Red Wings got some news. I believe they have a representative to play in the All-Star game.
Yeah, Dylan Larkin. That's not a real surprise. And there's a chance that the rookie Lucas Raymond could get in. He's one of they vote on the last man in, and so on. He's not going to make it, but he's a candidate. The NHL's figured out a nice format for the All-Star game. All 4 divisions. They got 6 forward, 2 defensemen, a couple goaltenders, 10-man teams. And
right.
They play 3-on-3 hockey that is very, very exciting. And, that'll be fun to watch. And they got a whole bunch of games to make up in February. They're not going to the Olympics. So, they got to fill in that 3-week span there. We're not yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw him.
I haven't even seen Barry Melrose. Has he been on?
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, he used to dominate. I mean, it was really cool because certain sports center guys would have Barry on there because Charles Barkley called him the best analyst in any sport.
He's the coolest analyst
in
any sport. I don't know if he's the best.
But
Barry Melrose? Oh, no. No.
But that's
entertaining.
Well,
close.
Where does Gretzky is supposed to be doing games
on
for
TNT?
Have you seen him yet?
Yeah, I have. He's okay.
Is that TNT?
Yeah, there's games on TNT now.
TNT and ESPN split.
It is, yeah.
Wow.
And so they have basketball coverage. They have, it's wild.
I mean, just with college and professional basketball, I don't catch nearly as many games as I should, but that's what I have you for.
What one little thing, if you don't mind, you were out visiting your hockey-playing daughter recently,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I I've been working on a little project about women's hockey.
Is it announceable?
It's really close. I'm working with a partner. There are 2 of us working on this book about the 1998 women's gold medal team upsetting Canada to win the inaugural Olympic women's tournament. The
Hatfields and the McCoys?
The book will be out this fall.
Oh, awesome.
This fall.
Do you have a title yet?
Yeah. A Miracle of Their Own.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's
about, really good. You know, they upset Canada to win that right. Almost like, not quite like 1980, but when the Americans upset the Soviet Union. But we got some really, really, really good stuff in this book. It's going to be, I'm really excited about it.
I'm excited about it. You were quizzing me about a few things. You've been working on this thing for at least 6, 8, 9, or 10 months.
Yeah, better part of a year, yeah.
So, go with what you know, Keith.
Exactly.
more to come, but we should have the manuscript done by this spring and hopefully be out by October.
And working on the documentary right away.
You know,
that's where the money's
honestly,
at, really.
I'll be shocked if somebody in Southern California doesn't want to make a bookend miracle movie about the women's side of...
or at least an E60 from ESPN.
Yeah,
sure.
It's something will happen.
I had run out of things to read, and when I was in Chicago, I bought the New York Times, and there's a huge article in there about this gal, pitcher from Australia, who's pitching for the men's baseball team at Stony Brook, which
really?
Has got a really good program. Yeah.
Wow.
She could bring it.
Wow.
And
That's
women's
awesome.
Sports is as you know, Keith, is getting more and more attention, as it should.
Absolutely, yeah. It's good to see. It's really good to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was the gal who is getting paid, was it Becky Hammons or some other WNBA coach that they paid, Vegas paid $2 million for?
Yeah, Becky Hammons, she came in as, was an assistant, of course, for the San Antonio team, and all of a sudden now she's going to the WNBA to get head coaching experience, and she's walks in immediately the highest paid coach.
By far and away.
But yes.
Yeah.
I was in the Twin Cities a couple weeks ago. My partner Tim Rapley and I drove
That's
over.
That's who the co-author is?
Rapley. And we drove to the Twin Cities to see Team USA play Canada a couple of weeks ago. The game was canceled because of COVID about 5 hours before the game started, but interviewed some of the players, including a young lady named...
Kelsey Coyne?
Coyne Schofield, yeah. Kendall Coyne Schofield.
Yeah, she got married.
Kelsey Coyne is also played on the Olympics team, although she wasn't on the 98 team.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
There's a few coins skating around
That's
out
right.
there. Yeah.
That's right.
But the other coins, those are Chicago coins, which is originally the bloodline from, not that we, they've got to be related somehow. I'm sure they're from Tully Cross. Back in Ireland.
Yeah. You draw it all the way
it
back?
It might have been the only ice in Ireland back then. Anything else, Keith, before we bump into the high school sportscape?
Just, we should mention a second, everybody happy with the way the national championship college football game turned out? Georgia wins?
No.
No?
Well, I had the under, which was the bet that I was pushing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But, I wanted to talk about that. Well, let's do that for a minute. It was almost a mirror image to me of the Michigan-Michigan State game. Michigan dominating Michigan State. Alabama dominating Georgia.
Yep.
And Georgia, so I bet Alabama in the second quarter, giving two to Georgia because they just didn't seem to have an answer on either side of the ball, but the Williams kids go down.
That was a huge
play. Without Mechie and Williams, I think that's why Saban was so smiley. Some parties, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Okay, I got a passing attack, and my two best wide receivers are out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
but
Nick,
yeah, credit to Stetson Bennett.
Oh, absolutely. After, turnover and this, it's just the way that game played out, good for him. And I think Nick might be realizing a little bit, why don't I enjoy these last few years of him coaching college football? Why not? You know what I mean? And cool to have a guy underneath that was his assistant for a long time to win it. And
he handled it the right way.
He did.
He said the right thing.
The post-game conference was really good, too, when they met out on the field. Everything about it, I thought it was a really nice job by Nick Saban.
Did you happen to see the piece with them being interviewed together before the game, and they were talking about the, you know, the pickup basketball games that they had, and Kirby Smart being a really good player, and Saban running the league and stacking his own team.
By the way, the final AP poll came out, football poll, obviously 1, 2, 3, and 4. Michigan is third overall. Michigan State finishes 9th overall. These two teams gave us a hell of a lot to cheer for this
first
year.
First time they both ended up in the top 10 in, what, 1998?
Probably so.
Yeah.
And they'll probably begin next season, both of them in the top 10 or really close to it.
Well, Michigan's getting decimated.
They are. They lost Gray now. They lost the DB.
Jimmy will have his work cut out for him. He's got a really good class coming in, very heavy on the D line, so they might not actually miss the guys that have defected, but the offense should be pretty much intact, even with losing Haskins, although they're going to lose a couple of guys that are graduating on the O-line.
Yeah.
So your money, despite all the hand-wringing going on, is that he stays and coaches Michigan.
Oh, I know he's going to stay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I think so.
I mean,
all this
if it was about money, would he turn all the money back over to the staff and everything else? It's not about money for Harbaugh.
Right.
A lot of people from the outside are saying, well, you know, he's done what he's supposed to do. No, he hasn't, and he knows it.
Right.
You know, Bo never won a national championship. Lloyd Carr did. I don't think Harbaugh will be satisfied until he does. However, when is that going to happen? I mean, you know, just the disparity. We saw a really good Michigan team get handled by Georgia, much in the same fashion as Mark D'Antonio got handled when they slid in there. Look at Ohio State's gotten their ass handed to them the last 5 years, and they're supposedly, not even in the Big Ten.
Right.
So something's got to happen with the overall landscape of college football instead of everybody going to the SEC. And you've got Texas and Oklahoma joining the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just
a couple of years.
It's scary.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
And all right, thanks, Keith.
Thanks, Keith.
You bet, you guys. Take care.
Rich, it's time for the Fick and Sons High School Sportscape Show. Fick and Sons proudly presents all Northern Michigan supports all Northern Michigan student athletes. For all your propane needs, contact Fick and Sons. Local, competitive, reliable, fickandsons.com. I believe James Cook is on the phone with us, too. James, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Finally kind of rolling into figuring out a little bit about the high school boys basketball season.
Yeah, it's been pretty wild so far. I think, you know, the Lake Michigan Conference has been as competitive as we thought. You know, there's some pretty good teams in that league that already have multiple losses in league play, because it's just that whole league has just been just a pretty good dogfight almost every night. Yet next Tuesday, I believe it is, St. Francis and Elk Rapids play each other, and those are the only two teams that haven't lost in league play yet. So after Tuesday, it'll be even clearer as to who's number one in that pretty closely contested league.
Yeah, James, you're absolutely right. And Boyne beating Grayling last night with a pretty convincing win up at Boyne, so that was a good win for them. You know, switching gears a little bit over to the Big North, you know, really impressed, was fortunate enough to call the Traverse City West Petoskey game in Petoskey on Tuesday night, Tom Devitt and I. And, man, what a big win for West as they came from behind from early in the game and won 63-49.
Yeah, I mean, they've got some pretty good athletes on that team, and they're fairly deep. You know, John O'Connor's maybe one of the most athletic players in the Big North Conference. And
he's out of shape.
No kidding.
Go ahead.
Stuff in there.
Yeah.
TC West right up there in the league. I mean, they're at 2-0, along with Cadillac, is undefeated, too.
Yeah.
But a weakened Petoskey team is, you guys discussed last week, their two best players. After having some squabble with the coach or the administration,
it was the mask mandate issue. That's what the family moved down to Indiana, and the kids, I don't know if they're playing this year or not or whatever, but they were two very good players. I just got a call real quick. A kid got called up from the JV for varsity action up in Petoskey. He's a kid that played. His name is Quentin Gillespie, He played the JV game, scored around 20, 25 points in the JV game, comes up to the varsity, scores 25 in the varsity game as
wow.
a sophomore. And so that kid on the night scored 50 points over, you know, in two basketball games.
I don't think I've ever heard of that before.
Tom Devitt nicknamed him Double Duty Gillespie. So it was awesome. It was a cool storyline to see that.
James, you ever heard of that before?
No, not really. I mean, they had the triple overtime game last night with Bear Lake where they had a couple of guys out and, they called up an eighth grader from their JV team. He ended up hitting a three pointer in the third overtime that put him ahead. And they ended up pulling that game out. That was just last night.
I was out of the state for a few days, so Rich, why don't you go over some of the standings, and then we can talk about the games.
Okay. All right. Let's real quick, in the Big North Conference, obviously, right now, like James had mentioned, Cadillac, they're 3-0. They look to be the top dog, and they're 6-2 overall, but one of those losses was just on Tuesday night against Mount Pleasant by 2 points.
Wow.
So Cadillac, the real deal. TC West, 2-0 in conference, 4-5 overall. Petoskey at 2-1, Gaylord at 1-3, Alpena 0-2, but they're 5-2 overall. So they've got a lot of non-conference wins there. And Central still looking, they're only 0-1 in conference play because they've only played one.
A couple of those losses that TC West had, you know, that Grand Haven is in the top 25. That's a really good entire state. Lost to Dearborn and Bloomfield Hills as well. So.
Yeah.
They had a tough non-conference schedule. Who pops out to you, James, as from the Big North? That I mean, is it Cadillac and everybody else?
I think it very well could be that way. You know, you've got a pretty good game tonight between Cadillac and Petoskey.
Yes.
So that one could go a long way and kind of shape in the top of that league too. And then you've got TC West. They have to play Petoskey here coming up in 2 weeks. So I mean, there's still a bunch of games to go, but right now it's looking like everybody's chasing Cadillac and West right in that too.
Yeah, no question about it, James. And we wanted to go over some of the games being played tonight. Traverse City Central travels over to Gaylord on US 32. They're to take on the Blue Devils. Like we had mentioned, Alpena travels to Traverse City West. Jerry, you'll be the color analyst on that game?
Yeah, I'm switching seats. I was fortunate enough to be the play-by-play announcer at that great game in Midland.
Yeah.
And you've got other things to do, so I'll be taking over where I should be,
which is
the color analyst.
Natural fit.
I hope I don't step all over Devitt, but I'm excited to see. You know, we thought when we were at Midland, the transformation of that Traverse City West team.
Right.
So, and it proved to be borne out. We thought they would handle Gaylord. I mean, Gaylord is in the midst of a massive rebuild.
For sure.
But for them to beat Petoskey, and after we talked to Coach Bauman after that Midland game, I think that might be a team to contend with the rest of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. And, that was impressive. How well they played in Midland, and then, like you said, to follow it up with two more wins then against Gaylord, obviously, again, serious rebuild, but then going into Petoskey and winning as convincingly as they did, that was a big-time win and big for their confidence.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to tonight, and that will be over on 106.3. James, what games are you looking at, and who are you covering tonight?
The game that I was supposed to go to is being postponed. And that was going to be Elk Rapids at Lake Leelanau St. Mary, up at Lake Leelanau. So I'm going to have to figure out a plan B here as to what I'm going to be going to tonight.
Benzie Central's at Frankfort. That looks like a pretty good matchup, James.
Yeah, Benzie Central is one of the teams that I really like this season. You know, I think they're a team that can make a nice run there.
Always a good rivalry.
Tough division, or very tough district. You know, they've got St. Francis and Glen Lake and Mancelona. They're in kind of a loaded district, but I really like the way that team is put together. They've got you know, a bunch of 3-point shooters. They've got two guys down low that are 6'5", 6'6", plus another guy who plays in the middle that's a defensive lineman for the football team.
Love that
guy. And so they've got you know, they got pretty good depth. They roll usually 8 or 9 guys at you. And, you know, I think that's a team that is somebody to look out for.
Yeah, for sure. And then also that Glen Lake at Sutton's Bay. What do you know about those two teams, James?
You know, I haven't been able to see either of those teams in person yet this year. Glen Lake has been doing pretty solidly, though, in the results that we've received this season. You know, and they'll be right up there, I think, in contention in the Northwest Conference. You know, they're 3-1 in the league right now. Benzie and Buckley are the two undefeated teams left in that league. So, it looks like it's the three of those and then Frankfort and Sutton's Bay trying to fight their way back into that.
I just want to, before we continue on with the Sportscape program, I just want to give a shout-out to Fick & Sons, who is your local competitive and reliable propane provider. But there's so much more. Home and commercial heating fuel. Visit Charlie's Country Corner on I-75 at 4 Mile Road for Arby's, a convenience store with everything from coffee to car accessories, the Super 8 Motel by Wyndham, and a full-service diesel garage. Fick & Sons in Roscommon at the Sunny Spot Fuel and Convenience Store. Or fuel up with Fick & Sons on M72 stop at Bear Lakes Marathon and Convenience Store or at the Lincoln Marathon for fuel, propane cylinder refills, and exchange off-road diesel in a deli coming soon. Find out what Fick & Sons has to offer you at fickandsons.com. So, yeah, Rich, we've got a couple other games. You said Central's heading to Gaylord.
Yes. Yep, yeah. Central's heading to Gaylord. And speaking of TC Central, Josh Burnham went down to the All-Star game, you know, this past week,
yeah.
And was one of the players of a practice player. They nominate practice players of the week and or of the day and all of that. And that's exactly what took place. Josh Burnham won practice player of the week there, JC, or for that day, I should say. So they give out all kinds of awards. So that was very cool to see. Josh Burnham represent TC Central and all of Northern Michigan very well.
I've just grabbed this. We don't have the complete standings here. I wanted to see how my Gaylord St. Mary's basketball team was doing. They were had a number of good games so far this year, Rich, and the girls are always good. Just quickly, James, tell us a little bit about some of the girls' teams that you've been following.
I mean, we all know about Glen Lake and how good they are. They're one of the teams that I think will just be a team that's going to make a long run this season. You know, they're going out there and playing big schools in their non-conference games, you know, playing Central and Cadillac and TC West and all that. You know, Gaylord St. Mary in the Ski Valley Conference is another one. You were just talking about them. They're 7-0.
Always good.
4-0 in the league. And, you know, they've got Onaway at home tonight. So then that looks to be a game that they'll be pretty heavily favored in. And so Gaylord St. Mary is another one of those teams. Johannesburg Lewiston is having itself a pretty good season, too, and they don't meet for a little while here. But
yeah.
And so they're 5-0 in the league and 6-1 overall.
Yeah, exactly. And in the boys' standings, Onaway right now 5-0, as they're the head of Mancelona, also undefeated in conference play.
Wow.
So St. Mary's 3-2. Boy, again, the boys' team 3-2 in conference play, 3-3 overall.
Yeah, and Onaway and Mancelona are going to play each other next week. I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday.
Excellent.
So that'll be the game 4, first place there in the Ski Valley Conference.
James, do you have the Get Around podcast figured out?
We did an episode last week. We're gonna have another one this week, but we'll figure out after the weekend who our guests are gonna be. We had a couple of Traverse City Central girls basketball players on last week, and that turned out pretty well. If hockey fans are tuning in too, there's 11 hockey games being played tonight. At Center Ice Arena in Traverse City. Actually,
really?
All day.
Wow.
The game has already started.
That's good.
And so there's 11 games, and for $5, you can get in and watch whatever ones you want.
I'm assuming that all three of the TC teams are involved?
Yep. Traverse City Central plays at 8:15 tonight. The Bay Reps play at 6:15 tonight. Traverse City West played last night, and then they're playing in Saturday in the 3-day tournament, the Rick Dennewith North South Memorial Showcase. So there was 2 games last night. There's 11 today, and there's 10 more games on Saturday. And all 3 Traverse City school teams play on Saturday.
How far is the spread of teams? Anybody from the Metro Detroit area coming up for that tournament?
Oh, yeah, there's teams from all over. There's, you know, Grand Rapids Christian, Utica Eisenhower, Walled Lake Northern, Woodhaven, Macomb, Dakota.
That's a good program.
Livonia Stevenson, like I said, Marquette and Alpena, Byron Center.
Wow.
Saginaw Heritage is just one of the top teams in the state overall. So a lot of teams. Granville is another one that's ranked in the top 10 in Division One, as well as the Bay Reps, who are number 10 in Division One. And, 16 of the 23 teams that are playing in this tournament are ranked in the top 25 of their division.
That's fantastic. Excuse my ignorance, but, James, has this been an annual event?
This tournament, I think, is in its 7th year.
Okay.
But it's just getting kind of bigger and bigger and bigger, and now it's supposed to be 24 teams, but one team had to pull out right before the beginning of the season due to a scheduling conflict, I think. And so it's the second largest hockey tournament in the state of Michigan.
It's a fantastic facility. Yeah. As we know, that's where the Wings have a training camp. So, yeah, high school hockey junkies, get over to Traverse City, into Traverse City for Center Ice. And are they playing all just at Center Ice, or are they bopping around to the Gordie Howe Arena as well?
It's all at Center Ice as of right now. If they wanted to make the tournament any bigger, it sounds like that's what they would have to do, is start playing games over at Howe or maybe even the Coliseum in Kalkaska.
Right. Well, James
another
Cook.
Another hockey item that we have coming up is on Sunday we've got a big feature on Vincent Pietrangelo, who's a former Traverse City West hockey player who is now the head coach at Arcadia University, which is a Division III school in Pennsylvania. This is their first year of their program, so his first head coaching job was tasked to start a college hockey program from the ground up.
Wow.
Tall task.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a massive undertaking. James Cook, we look forward to seeing your reporting tomorrow morning, as we'll probably be quoting some of your stuff
right
during the Bill Marsh High School Scoreboard Show, and look forward to hearing the Get Around podcast.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for taking the time. Well, Rich, I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, exactly. Again, I appreciate you stepping in so I can spend some more quality family time, and appreciate, like you said, this is more of a natural fit. So do a good job, Jerry, but don't do too good a job so I'm out of a job.
Well, I don't have to pay myself.
That's true. Let's see if I can save some money here. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. Besides, who wants to work with Devitt?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I pay you for.
Is true.
Babysit that clown. Exactly. Anyways, yeah, no, we'll be on the airwaves 6:30 or so on 106.3 for Alpena visiting Traverse City West Titans. And, of course, over on 100.3, we didn't even mention, who's Grayling got tonight?
Well, they played last night because this is part of the schedule they're
right
doing. They'll soon start switching to their Tuesday-Friday schedule.
Yeah, that's right. Grayling lost last night.
To Boyne, at Boyne.
That's
yeah,
right.
Very
okay
good Boyne City
yeah
team.
So we'll have Rock and Roll over on 94.5 and 100.3. And for you Traverse City West Titans fans, again, 106.3 FM if you can't make it to the game. Rich, we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Looking forward to it.
All right. I want to give a shout-out again. Thank you for tuning in to the Fick and Sons High School Sportscape Show here on Up North Sports Radio. Remember, for your propane needs, contact Fick and Sons. Local, competitive, reliable. Check them out at fickandsons.com.
2-9970. Coast One Tax Group. Protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008.